Siman Tuf Lamed Beis. It's on the Mishabur's and Sif Aleph. We're holding Mishabur's Sif Katan Dalet. So if the person forgot to make the bracha at the beginning of the bedika, so he can make the bracha any time later on in the bedika. The Chosman Shal Asayim, a mikri, a dayan, erbalasiyosai, still called erbalasiyosai for that period of time, whatever he's going to do afterwards. If he finished the whole bedika, don't make a bracha now, why do you make a bracha? But what you would do is, you would wait till Yevorech Lamacher B'Shas Sreifa. You'll make the bracha tomorrow when you burn the chametz. The Mavorchin Al Bir Chametz. So you make a bracha for burning the chametz. That's what you're doing. Vavu Pi Shabitloi Esmo B'Shas Bedika. Why are you in the nighttime when you made the bedika? You hadn't done bitl yet, but now you've done bitl already. So maybe I'm not mechayev anymore in beer. That's not true. We come welcome mechayev l'sofer mitanus chametz. Even after you've done bitl, chazal were mechayev to burn it. So now it's not going to be a mitzvah deraisa of beer chametz. It'll be a mitzvah derabon of beer chametz. But it's a mitzvah tachiyev. You can make a bracha on it. Va'oid. Furthermore, so oz omar kol chamira d'loy chazise vechametz shiroa loy bitl. The bittel of nighttime was not on the chametz that you know about. The bittel of the nighttime is only on the chametz you do not know about. So it comes out the chametz that you know about, which you found in the bedika or whatever, we're not mevatel yet. So this chametz that you're burning now was never bottled. So you definitely have a chiyuv to destroy it. That's a chiyuv deraisa now. Some disagree with this psak, and they say that the mitzvah was the bracha was only said at the time of the bedika, not later. According to them, so when you come the next day to burn it, and you've not made a bracha the night before, or if you have made a bracha the night before, either way, even if you've not made a bracha the night before, you do not say b'shem malchus. Interesting lashon. Bishabur says, if you do decide to make a bracha, we can't stop you. Interesting lashon. Doesn't say you should. Doesn't say it's. He says, if you do it, we can't stop you because there's what to rely on. And the Sharatzian points out because there's many achronim which follow this opinion. So I'm not going to tell you it's not a suffix, and therefore maybe it's better not to. But I can't tell you if you did do it, that what you're doing is a bracha l'batola, because there are many shitas holding your mechuyev to. So he makes this sort of a pshora. Okay. So now the Mechaber said, you shouldn't speak between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika. So Mishabur says in Sivkot and Hay, v'yizor shalom yadaber, you shouldn't speak then. B'diyavad imsoch b'dvor m'shein sarach bedika, yachsav yavorach. If you did speak, see if you spoke of something which is necessary for the bedika, so it's not considered a hafsik, and the bracha is still valid. But if you spoke then about something which was not necessary for the bedika, and you had not started the bedika yet at all, so yachsi yavorech, that you would have to make a new bracha, the hafsik ben habracha, la mitzah. You interrupted between the bracha and the mitzah, and that the rule is you'd have to make a new bracha. So even one word would be considered a hefsek. It's an interruption. Then he said, furthermore, once you started the bedika, so it's better not toiv. It's good that you shouldn't speak than other points. With toiv, was they in sarach lach of the work? In that situation, obviously, you do not need to make an ubracha, because the mitzvah has started. The person compare it to the same way when you start a meal, you can't interrupt between the hamotzi and the eating the first piece of bread. But the rest of the meal, if you talk, then you don't say, well, you need to make a new bracha because you're talking in the middle of the meal. You're allowed to talk. So we hear it just that it's better. So we hear we say that meeker than you could talk. But it's better not to, because this is where you're going to get, your mind's going to get, you're not going to focus on your bedikah the way you're supposed to. So obviously you would not make a new bracha. Obviously, things which are relevant and pertinent to the bedikah, you're allowed to talk about. That's the whole point, is to, you know, to focus on what you're doing.
So it's surely the bera. So presumably, this means at the time of the bedikah, if you're actually engaged in bedikah, you shouldn't talk. But if you stop for a few minutes, then talking would still be considered hefsek.
I think so. I mean, it's not a question of hefsek more than a question that you're afraid you're going to get. You're not going to focus on what you're doing. I mean, we all know about once you start talking, that itself is a distraction from the bedikah. Because we're afraid you're not going to focus on the bedikah the way you're supposed to. You know.
So if you're being bodek and you have your kids around you and doing something you don't want them to do, you stop and.
I guess it's saying, you know, over there it says that it's better not to be. It's something which is a one word, you know, thing. You know, can tell you the place. You can indicate, please stop that. Okay, now Mechaber and Siv Beis. Bebracha achas yochol livdei kama batim. With one bracha, you can check many houses. I mean, you can make a bracha, you check your house, the next house, etc. Okay, that's one point. Mishmur will deal with the is considered a hefsek trap. The when you go from one place to another, is that considered a hefsek in the bracha? So the Mishmur will talk about that. Okay, new point. I mean, Balabais writes, if the owner of the house wants, he can gather the household together. They're all there when he makes the bracha. And then each person goes out to check their area. I can designate, you know, one child does the front, one child does upstairs, etc. I make one bracha, I mutz all of them, and they all go out to their place. Asmach bracha sheberach Balabais, all relying on the bracha that the Balabais said. Okay, good. Hagor. V'noigam l'hanich p'sisei chometz b'mokam shi'im tzayim ha'boidik. There's a meaning to put out pieces, crumbs, literally crumbs of bread, in a place where the searcher will find them. K'neshel yehei b'rachos l'batola, nor this bracha should not be a bracha l'batola. That's the meaning that the Mari Brun, Mari Brun, not Brun, says. The main point of the bracha is you're focusing on, my job is to look, and if I find, to destroy. That's the mitzvah. So if I look and I didn't find, it's not a bracha l'batol. That was the mitzvah, was to look. So I did what I'm supposed to do. It's not a bracha l'batol. Okay. Zion, come about it. V'alichem ibayis abayis lo havi hepsik. The fact the person is walking from one house to the next is not considered an interruption. However, Shekosov the Chayyadim writes, the Imbarek Besa Vechanusa, he's checking his house and his store. Vechanus Hu Bechotzer Cheres, and the Chanus is not right nearby, it's a whole different place, different Chotzer. Tzorach Lachzer Lebrach, over there you must make an Ubracha. Because that is considered already a hefsek in that situation. Mishmar is in Sipkot and Zion. And like the Sharsian says, Taimoy, Dalicha, Kazoy, Havi hefsek. Going from one chotzer to another chotzer, that is considered a hefsek. Because that's the Prichodesh, and that's the opinion of the Prichodesh. And he sends to the Chok Yaakov in the name of the Beis Hillel. Disagrees with that. That's not true. It's not considered a hefsek. It's all one mitzvah. Because what is a mitzvah? The mitzvah is the following. In certain mitzvahs, I make a bracha on a pair of tzitzis. And I go to, with intent of putting on, I'm going to put a second pair later on. Then meanwhile, I go somewhere else, and then I come back and I put a second pair on. So I can't say the first bracha works for both. I interrupted the middle, I went somewhere else and did something else. Over here, the mitzvah is, part of the mitzvah is to go to all the places where you possibly have chometz and check them out. That is the mitzvah. So you can't say the halicha is considered a hefsek over there, because it's all part. The part of the mitzvah is you take a responsibility for your places, which means if you have to go there, you go there. You have to, whatever it is. That's all the mitzvah. It's interesting. Where do you find such a mitzvah similar to that? There's a tesis in Kedushin and Daf Chavtes Amar Aleph. Is it the tesis? It's the tesis writ. I forget which one it is. There it discusses, the more it learns a pasuk to tell me that women are potter from the mitzvah of doing meal on their children. Just it says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a mitzvah seishazman groma. It's in the eighth day. So Tosis brings one opinion over there that's not true, because the mitzvah is not to do the meal yourself. The mitzvah is to make sure the child is nimel. And you can start that immediately. You can contact the moyol and you make all the arrangements beforehand. So the mitzvah isn't on the eighth day. The mitzvah is to make sure that your child is nimel on ches. That starts immediately when the child is born. I have that mitzvah. So you see, sometimes the mitzvah is not the doing, but it's the whole responsibility is the mitzvah. He says, in that situation, then go back to the Mila case. If I would walk over to the Mila's house to knock on his door, that's not a hefsek, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to go and make sure that he's nimble, whatever it takes. If it takes paying money, it takes walking to his house, it takes convincing him, the mitzvah is taking care of it. So he's saying the similar thing. So you can't consider the licha over here, would not be considered a hefsek. Yamad mimne beisoy. You can gather people, your members of your household around you to go to, and then send them each person to his own little section. Who would then achrasheno b'nei beis? So it doesn't have to be your household; it could be anybody. El diber b'hoyer, but the common case of the people you'd be using when people because people are not from your household are probably checking their own place. Kedis b'shas the yesh mekar mishas sarchem. Some places they would actually rent; they would hire people to do b'dikur for them. Now, while Kapolim Yisayeh, but Dabrik Ki Mitzvah by Yisrael Mishuchai. We have a general rule, whenever it's an opportunity to do a mitzvah, it's better you should do it yourself than appoint somebody else to do it. See, even if you're not going to do the whole thing yourself, but you should be involved in some way, like the words, we had back in Tilchus Shabbos, which we didn't actually learn together, that the Morah has a list of different Amoraim that they would partake in some way in the preparations for Shabbos. Outsource the majority of their Shabbos needs to somebody else, to their avodim, etc. But they make sure they do at least do something. Good. Who can you appoint? Okay. So behine midino mikra din yochel lismach bebedika afil al noshim avodim. This is what Fred asked yesterday. The Gemara says pretty explicitly you can use a woman or even avodim would be valid for B'dikas Chametz. But Vlach Shivka Nocha Shalom, but talking about an Eved Kanani, not a non-Jewish maid. Uktana, you can rely on Noshim Avodim Uktana. And the reason why that's so is even Ktana, because the Shar Tzion Vav points out, the mitzvah B'dikas Chametz is the Rabbanon, and the Chachamim and the Rabbanon, the Chachamim were right to say that we're going to allow a katan to be valid. Nu Rabbanon mid Rabbanon. The Chachamim have the right to decide that we're going to rely for our mitzvah Rabbanon on a katan. They're right to do that. But we come back to the Mishabur, the back of the Mishabur, the Chachil, the Nochash, the Lismach, Ela Al Anoshim. It should be men. B'nei Charim, which are not Savodim. Shigulil Chametzes, which are 13 years old. The age of 13 and onwards. Fisha B'dika Gelchus HaYesh Matarach Gadol. To do a proper B'dika is full of effort. Yishnachu Shem Yisatzu B'lo Yivnaku Yafu. I'm afraid that these other people, the Katan, etc., won't take it so seriously, and it won't check well. One of the posts, when he brings it down, it says, the woman's going to, but that the reason why we're afraid is because a woman will say, why did the check? We already did we cleaned the house so well. So I don't have to take this so seriously. Nowadays, there's many men who say that. the whole thing is perfunctory, you know, just, you know, walk around with the candle a little bit like this, you know, make sure you don't do the wrong type of movement, you know, that's it, Yotzei Gaben, you know. Obviously, it's Chazar Mechayev Real Bedika. So you want to get someone who takes it seriously. Tests. She get all of the members of the family around while you make the bracha. Okay, she yates her b'chosu because they'll be yates with the bracha. We had an omen al b'chosu, and they're going to answer omen. And then they could all check al smach b'bracha based on him. Remember, Balabai is in a boy to klal. Mitzav l'achar libe. In a case where he's not doing anything at all, somebody else is going to fulfill the whole obligation for him. So an oisa achar mavor. Then he doesn't make the bracha, but rather the other person makes the bracha. Because he's representing the Balabayas in regards to doing the bracha. So the pshat is, I gave him over the mitzvah, and part of the mitzvah is to make a bracha, and that's all part of what I gave over to this person to do for me. What he seems to be grappling with is, I mean, not all mitzvahs are doable ayin shliach. We discussed this once, this idea that, you know, many a bacher during his yeshiva years would love to be able to appoint a sheikh to say kriyashma for him. You know, so you listen tomorrow morning, you'll say kriyashma for me, I'll sleep in, and you'll say kriyashma for me, right? You put on tefillin for me, you know, that'd be like, you know, be very convenient. You know? But there's no such thing. Different explanations. Why? Because the mitzvah shabagufay, the mitzvah is... I think we explained that the Ksos explains that shlichus is valid on an action, not on the person. Never the shlich doesn't become you. The shlich is not, you know, there's Eli Rangel and a clone of Eli Rangel running around. There's two Eli Rangels running around. That's not the pshat. The pshat is there's Eli Rangel and there's Beryl. But the chiddush of shlichus is that Beryl's action can count for Eli Rangel. Okay, so now Beryl puts on tefillin. It's like Eli Rangel's putting on tefillin. Beryl puts on tefillin in Eli Rangel's body. That's very good. So Beryl did the mitzvah putting on tefillin for Eli Rangold on Eli Rangold's body. The problem is Beryl puts on tefillin on Beryl's body. So when Beryl puts on tefillin, it's like I'm putting on tefillin, right? I make a mishtech, he puts on tefillin, so like Eli Rangold's tying tefillin on Beryl's body. It's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to put on your own body. When you're makabel omach hashemayim mishma, so Beryl's saying shema, it's like Eli Rangold saying shema, and you makabel omach hashemayim on Beryl, because it's Beryl's body. So by b'dika, so the challenge by Bedika is, so we're saying that Shlichus works, because the main thing is the action of the Bedika. But the obligation of the Bedika, which Asher Kiddushom Mitzvah with Sivonu, well, how does Shlichus say with Sivonu? He's commanded, he's not commanded, he doesn't have to do this. I got to do this. So the Kiddush we're saying over here is that when I ask him to be the Shlichus to do the job, I can also tell him to say the Bracha also. That's a bit Kiddush, you think about it.
Chiv is on your house. It's not, if you don't own anything... But if you don't live anywhere, if you're a guest at somebody's house,
no chiv.
There's no chiv. So it's not a chiv on your body. It's a chiv on your house.
So shlichus works. That's how shlichus works.
So I'm saying, and if you really want to be cool about it, what you could do is you could probably be makna the house to somebody and let him do the bedika. Then you're cutting it back. Then you're really okay.
Yeah, then you're really frum. Okay, but somebody you don't think so frum. Even without that. So
that way, it's not, you don't even have the problem of mitzvah b'yosim tushlucha because he's not a shliach anymore. It's his responsibility.
Right.
You paid him after. It's a little bit like Baruch selling this.
Baruch you're lamdan. But my question
it's like
is...
like selling chametz to a guy a little bit. Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with saying, okay, it's a shliach. The main thing over here is the action of checking. So I can make a shliach for the checking. But the chiddush over here is that the shliach makes the bracha. So I mean, he's going to get up and say, "Baruch Atah Hashem, Lakenu Ba'chalom Asher Kshem Mitzvah Mitzivonu," and you commanded. I mean, the point of the Mitzivonu, I won't say plural, but it means the main point is that you're Mitzivoni, right? You're Mitzav Mitzivon. You see, you're Mitzav and me to do this mitzvah. I have no machia to do this mitzvah. I don't own this house. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm just a shliach. And so we're saying it's shaykh the concept of shlichus on the bracha. That's a bit chiddush. I'm not sure how it works, 100% why it works, but the Maaseh, the Poskim say that it works. What would be in a situation, we'll see later on, there's a case where I know the owner didn't ask me to be a shliach to check, but he's not around, and I want to use the concept of Arvus to step in, you know, Zachalam Shalom and do the mitzvah of Bedika for him. So I could do that. But I know he can't do it, whatever reason. Yeah. You know, the guy was rushed to the hospital, and he had come back, you know, and there's no arrangements made, and the wife's there. Blah, blah. I said, come on, this guy's going to have a mess of a house. He'd come back and pay right Erev Yom Tov, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He's no Badika, what's going to be? I'll do him a favor, I'll do Badika. Can't contact him now, he's in the emergency room. I can do it. Right? I don't make a bracha on that situation. Even though I can do the mitzvah of Badika for him, based on the concept of Arba Zachal Am Shalvana, but I can't make the bracha, I wasn't asked to do the mitzvah. Okay. Shabarek Balabayas, they will all rely on the bracha of the Balabayas. Even though Shomer Bechasa, they weren't there for the bracha. So one of the kids, you know, stayed up late from Arab, he comes home, and they already started doing it. He says, yeah, okay, you go over there. He didn't hear the bracha. So Chachila Ein L'Shalchom Livnek, those ones who did not hear the bracha are doing the mitzvah without a bracha. So that the chachil, you should not send them. If he finds it's whatever reason it's getting difficult for him to finish off himself, get somebody to help. The ma'aser bracha was said. That's ultimately the most we're talking about checking the base of the same area. Let's say I have one guy. Hey, listen. You go to check the store. You check the warehouse. You check the house. You check the shed. You know, I give each one clearly. Each one makes their own bracha in that situation. Okay. Fine. Yud Beis. Renoigim lahaniach leminik is to put up pieces of bread. Haimu comments cause shushli is fire. First of all, Mr. Bruce says you should use hard bread, which shouldn't end up making little crumbs. Then you have this mess, you know. So you need for the thing to start crumbling, and it's hard to get it out. You have to start cleaning, etc. So it should be hard pieces of bread. You do not want your kids getting to it and schlepping it around, you know. They start schlepping all over the place, you know, till you find it again. And the achborim, you don't want the animals, little rodents, getting to it either. I think, you know, some people suggest that you wrap it up in a little piece of tin foil. This way, it's, you know, not going to end up with crumbs wherever it is. Obviously, you're not putting it in the box where you store your shmur matzahs. The Mishnah Rambam says,
wrap it with tin foil, it's kind of hard to burn it.
Paper.
Unless you remember that.
You shake them out. I mean.
Yeah.
If you need, by the way, you can buy them nowadays. I saw them in the store. Actually buy a package of 10 pieces designated beforehand.
They actually sell that now?
Yeah, they do. Because, like, who has chametz left? By the time you get the appraisal, who has chametz left to put away the 10 pieces? It's, you know, made.
Order online, have it shipped down from Europe.
You can get it from New York. I actually saw it already.
Now it's wet.
Okay, Miu, you get more chalikals there. The Mishnah Rambam says that they ain't kan chashash brachla batol. It's not really brachla batol. The mitzvah is leave the chametz to check. The chametz acharav Hashem yimtzin to check because maybe you'll find. So we were required to check because of the possibility of finding. Well, vimol yimtzin bekaklum. If you don't find, that's okay. Right? The mitzvah wasn't to find. The mitzvah was to search. But Taz says, furthermore, it's not a bracha l'batol. The bracha you call mashi bar l'mocher bevale mashi shar b'michiloso. Even if you don't find anything while you're searching, you'll be burning chametz tomorrow. You're going to have some breakfast tomorrow. Whenever you have left over, you're going to burn. So the bracha goes on that also. El shem yer maskla yedei b'dika. We just start the bracha now because we're doing the b'dika also. Chenavazim tov lamana. The achrenim agree that the ikar psak is that it's not a bracha l'batol. Shashar Tzion says it's a grub, it's a chayodim, the chagaka brings on the ribbit, and the Tanah says even furthermore, I really prefer if you don't put out pieces of chametz, because one of them gets lost, and you have a major headache if you can't find all of them. And if, of course, you know, usually what you do is you have somebody put it out for you, so if one of the kids puts it out you and he doesn't remember, you have a major shalom bias issue also. They don't remember where they put it. Now, Yaakov, and ain Yisrael. I think you should keep the minig going. Vayin Shom Shenosin Tomim Leminig gives different reasons why the minig is so. We got my Rizal Kosev minig. The Rizal quotes it. Now, Shiyaniach Asar Pesisim, the Rambam doesn't say how many pieces to put out. But the Rizal, Apikabolo, says you should put 10 pieces. Okay, yes, Yizor, Harbe. The Taz is concerned that you might lose something, so therefore be very careful. Shalay Levinachim and Pesisim, Vahimisharichu. So he says that, you don't lose anything. Now, take a look at the Shartzi in your base. He says it's that the it's proper to keep the minig. This is true. Behavior b'shem emek alocha. Quotes emek alocha. Who says the chayoyim shaminig l'chabir l'nakas habayis mikol chashash chom it's kadam yidal yidal. You know, the way the Shulchan Aruch's vision of cleaning for Pesach was 1 day's worth, and that's it. So you still have chomets. The point of the cleaning was really just a way to make the house orderly enough and accessible enough that you can check for the chomets. So you could be pretty sure you'd be that you have what to search for. Nowadays, you know, we still search, but really, you think about what are we searching for? Everything's been found. You know, between the cleaning, etc. Our minigas, we're in the minigas, l'chabit l'nakas abayis, we clean and we empty out everything of the house. We call chashash chometz before you lay your dalet. Yes, a minigas that you said midinu. So nowadays I could argue better that maybe this is a minigas is required, because otherwise there is a chashash debatol, because you can't be telling you really mechuyev to check. He argues because you know you've cleaned. Now, we're going to see later on, any chazar mechayev b'dika by night, l'ora ner. So I clean by day, I didn't clean by night. So I could argue that I can't say I fulfilled my obligation because I didn't check properly. But if I was doing some cleaning the night of your gimel, and I was doing it with l'ora ner, you know, staying up late the night before, just getting ready for Pesach, and I was, you know, so I turn on the lights and I got a flashlight to check into the closet. Well, that was a bedika. You know, and I cleaned it out. So what am I doing bedika again for? So that becomes more of an issue. Okay. Top Lama Gimel. That's got Brian Asif over here. Habedika tzar sh'tia l'or ha'er ner v'lo l'or l'vona. It has to be done by l'or ner. You can't use moonlight. Okay. And it can't be moonlight, it can't be sunlight. No, where's it in the gas sunlight? If a person did not do badika the night of Yudal like he's supposed to, you do it by day of the 14th, you shouldn't use the sunlight, El Lorner, again you have to use Lorner. But one exception is, you have a porch. There's a large amount of sunlight coming in because it's open on all sides. In Badaka Lorachama is Daya. So over there, you're allowed to check based on the sunlight. So the case has to be that the person forgot to Badika on the sun porch, the sunroom, the night of the 14th. The day of the 14th says, Oyved, into the sunroom. So now I have to go to the sunroom. But over there, you do not need Oren there. If you have a skylight, so you have direct light coming in from above, so that area directly beneath, you would not need to use or an air. You could rely on the sunlight coming in. Okay. So you have to check or an air. Mr. Burris of Cotton Olive will let you dalad on the 14th of Nisan. Shows many other Mitzvim, but Tayim, or an air, Yafa, Oz, the Badika. So we have 2 points. A, people are home. B, candles work well at night. So cut an olive. Mashen can be yoim, and or man here can be lila. By day, a candlelight doesn't throw the same type of light as it throws at night. Okay, so why use? So don't use candlelight. Use regular daylight. Tito b'adika davka al yaday or ner. We want you to use an ur or an air, because that allows you to get into all of the holes and the crevices, the cracks. Therefore, we said you have to do lure an air, and therefore we said always lure an air. Period. You hate them abodok yom yigimel lure an air. If you did it the day of the 13th, you checked the bedikah. You said, you know, well, what have I done tonight? I'll do it right now. I have plenty of time. I just finished cleaning up. Baruch Hashem, you know, my project of cleaning is finished. It's now 12 noon, Erev Pesach. It's the 13th of Nisan. Let's do the Bedikah now. Blow in air. Tzarech Latzur, Velidah, you have to do Bedikah again that night. Lay your dollars to Tzarech Zachomen. You have to do Bedikah again. Mikol Malkim said to Mishabura, I'm going to tell you the following. Near the end of work, Oz Belailash Ala Bedikah, but you would not make a bracha in that situation. Because the Yesh Poskim, the Bidi Yevit, Yotzim Bedikah Risharna. Some Poskim hold the Bidi Yevit, if you did check by day of your Gimel, you'd be Yotze. By day, even though it was Lauren Nair, by day, during the daytime, but you'd be Yotze. So, well, you can't make a bracha because maybe you were Yotze. Not the day of the 13th, but the night before. The night of the 13th. Lorenir. Shabbalai Lorenir Yafel Abdika. These are hate the Hafnas Chomets, and he did not allow any Chomets to that area. Ain Tzarech Latzur Belivdoik. You do not need to do Abdika again. Can it's Gimel Roiv Hachronim? Most opinions hold like that. Versus Hakron Latzur Belivdoik Akaponim Layavar. Because if you want to be Machmer to do it again, can't tell you that's nothing. But definitely you can't make a bracha because the boy, most person would hold that your yards in that situation. Sorry, what?
Did you say oz land? No.
Right. Didn't say the word oz, no.
It's there.
Yeah, you're right. Now, if you look at the chart C in hay. Correct. So he says, these are chorachronim hold that you were yotze. So he gives you the list. It's either Shabbos, Chuk Yaakov, Hilchos Ktanis, Pichodesh, Beit Yesher, Grom, Kar Chaim, Chuk Yosef, Loi Kabach, Lubush Otaz, is hold you not yotze in that situation. Now I'll take it a step further. He says, we name it Ibrahim, Pichodesh, Ragro, Hilchos Ktanis, Chuk Yaakov, Masha, the Filichat, Chilo, Yachol, Liv, the Kolej, Gimel, Lor, and Air, Imrach, Niskav, and Lashem, Bedika. So you could do the Bedika on the night of the 13th. If you do it by night, with an air, for the purpose of Bedikah, you're careful that no chametz will get in it afterwards, you can do that. Now, so comes the, okay, Mesefer Chok Yosef, Pikva calls that, he has a problem with this that idea. Why? After Mitzarat Bedikah, ain't to pay the Bezeh, for Hilchos Bedikah, you did a good job. Come welcome, Yeshim Mezeh, but you shouldn't do it. Why? Because Allah is that the only night we allow you to make a bracha is the night of the 14th. Either you can be yotzei your bedikah earlier, but the chazal are only mechayev a bracha on the night of the 14th. When everybody else is doing it. So it comes out, if you do your bedikah on the night of the 13th, you won't make a bracha. But, so you're master the bracha on the mitzvah. The opposite also a bracha, you lose the bracha in that situation. If you mind the karmel and the karamah, it's simetav v'amavav, the bedoyer tzarek karem azman, la yuchel levarach, you don't make a bracha in that situation. So the halacha is that we don't want to be in a situation, the chatchila, where you're losing your bracha. So you can't be berdik the night before, the chatchila, because you'll lose a bracha. Benachana, I'm in a situation, some person can say, so the answer for that is, to be berdik the night before, part of it, and leave some of it for the night of the 14th, so you won't lose your bracha in that situation. Now, even that pasha the that's not a good eitzah. Because the point over here was, you should do the mitzvah with a bracha. So part of the mitzvah was to check room, the living room. So I said, no, the living room will do the 13th. Without a bracha. See, but you had a mitzvah debate, check the living room with a bracha. But what we will see is, there are certain things which you're mechuyav debodik, we don't make a bracha on them anyway. Let's say a person is by their in-laws, and they bring on their own suitcases. So you have to check your suitcases, if you sometimes put chametz in there. But you don't make a bracha on it. You have to check your car, you don't make a bracha on a car. Certain things you would there, because that weren't mechayev a bracha on, even you have to check them. So those, you can really check the night of the 13th. There's nothing at all preventing you from checking them the night before and the night of the 13th. Because you did it by nighttime, with or a nair, you're allowed to do the bracha on the night of the 13th. All the problem is you're losing a bracha. Well, these things you don't make a bracha anyway. So what's stopping you from doing those things the night before?
So after you finish your house, before you go to the car, you're allowed to talk? Theoretically? or you would still try not
once you made a bracha already, you might as well put the bracha on the car also. Okay. Right, but the chachila, if I'm going to my in-laws and all they have is my car, yeah, and I'm not, you know, I'm just checking the car, I would not make a bracha on it. So one place where it's very negative, and mostly later on you have to check all your pockets. You don't make a bracha on checking pockets. So pockets you can do the night before. You don't have to wait till the last night to do them. So you have, you know, that's all you need. Remember the first night, I didn't know this. So the night of Badika, so I checked the whole house, I checked the pockets, I checked the briefcase, I was like, 3-4 hour Badika, and I'm still, checking every pocket, I was like, do all in the belt. You don't have to do that. Of our, what do we say? You didn't do a bdika the night of the 14th. When you bed up by day, you can't use the sunlight. You can't push the bdika till the day. You must do the bdika at night. Okay, Bays, Gimel, Elor, and Nair. Even then, when you do it by day, we still have to use it there. Because even by day, getting into the corners and the little hidden places, you need an urn here. The exception to that is an achsadra. It has three walls, it has a roof. But the whole fourth side is totally open. The fourth side is totally open. Basically, it's like a front porch. So it has the house in the back, and maybe has sides. The whole front is open, so the tremendous amount of sunlight is coming in. So Chazal allowed you in that situation to check La'or Acham. He said over there, if you check La'or Acham, it's Daya. Again, the case over here has to be Gamza Mari, because Orev Aloy Barak La'yir Dala, the Barak Yermadal. At nighttime, you can't do that. Obviously, it means by daytime. Well, why are you waiting until daytime to do it? You could do it the night before. It's Enechanami. You should have checked the Aksadra the night before. If you didn't check the night before and you're checking the next day, you don't have to use a can. Now the language of the Ramah was, if you checked it, it's good. Sounds like only B'di'evit. Masha Kozal Loshan B'di'evit, not that by day you must use the candle. It means, because by an Aksadra you should have done it the night before. You're doing it. He forgot to do it by night. He's doing it by day. Yivdik b'tzav. He should do it in the morning. You have to do it right away in the morning because of the mitzvah of zrizus. A and B. You can't eat anything until you do a bedikah, and you can't do any malacha, etc. Right. So those things. Okay, let's hold it here. We're holding Mishabura, Sivkotin, Vav. Best Hashem Monday. Yeah.